Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Against All Odds, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Today is Monday, July the 25th, 2011. It is 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Once again, I want to say thank you to all of those who are tuned in and encourage you to tell someone else to listen weekly every Monday at 12:30 right here with me on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds, a radio talk show for family where we will talk about some of the struggles and obstacles that families face as it relates to issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. So let's talk. My email address is odds_against_u@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds_against_u@yahoo.com. You can email me and I will respond. It is a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Today we want to continue our discussion. Last week we spoke about depression, so we want to continue building on our foundation. Today we want to discuss substance abuse. So we're going to talk about what is substance abuse. Substance abuse can simply be defined as a pattern of harmful use and any substance for mood-altering purposes. Generally, when we speak to most people, most people talk about substance abuse, they're usually referring to the use of illegal drugs. Illegal drugs are not the only substances that can be abused. So we can talk about alcohol, prescription, over-the-counter medication, inhalants and solvents, and even coffee and cigarettes. It's considered a substance or an addictive substance. So all of them can be used if we use them in harmful excess. In other words, almost any substance can be abused. For many, substances is the line between use and abuse is really not clear. There's a fine line between what's clear as considered being abuse and what is not. But do you think you may need to have treatment for abuse? That is the question on today. So when it comes to illegal substances, society has determined that there's use that is used in harmful and has been placed legally prohibited on their use in order to protect the individual and to protect society from the cost involved with healthcare resources. It also causes loss of productivity, and it can be spread. It can spread diseases and crime, increase crime, as well as cause homelessness. Before I go further, I wanted to just let you know, I wanted to share with you today, and I wanted to share with you today a poem that is entitled Against All Odds, and it's the author, his name is Dean the Bard. Standing on a mountain, I view the crimson sun, thinking of where I've been and how this all begun. Escaping the world of darkness, longing to be free, etched my dreams into my soul for all eternity. Those that tried to stop me, those who said, just die. My heart is on fire now, it's free from your remorse. No matter how much you doubt me, I'm a pure, unstoppable force. Nothing hits harder than life and all the trouble that it brings. Yet it cannot keep this raven down, even with clipped wings. I refuse to be rat in life, running circles in its race. Failure is not an option. Just look me in the face. For what you see is what you get, but you cannot keep me down. Because I will be victorious and wear my golden crown. Standing on a mountain, I view the crimson sun, thinking of where I've been and how it all begun. Escaping the world of darkness, longing to be free, etched my dreams into my soul for all eternity. Those that tried to stop me, those who said just die, there you now have the courage to look me in the eye. My heart is on fire now. It's free from your remorse. No matter how much you doubt me, I'm a pure and unstoppable force. Nothing hits harder than life and all the trouble that it brings. Yet it cannot keep this raven down, and even with clipped wings. I refuse to be a rat in life running circles in its race. Failure is not an option. Just look me in the face. For what you see is what you get, but you cannot keep me down, because I will be victorious and wear my golden crown. Amen. Although this poem especially speaks of my victory over the obstacles that I have faced in life. And now I want to give back and let someone else know who may be listening on today that you too can get up and wear a golden crown by taking the first steps or the next step and begin to examine and explore to be heard and to have a voice and talk about the issues that have caused you to turn to abusing substances on today. Is this you? Is this your child, your grandchild, your mother, your father, your coworker, or someone in your church community? What to do when you do not know what to do? Though I am not currently licensed by the state of North Carolina, I do have my BSW in social work, and I bring to you a wealth of knowledge and understanding and my experiences to the table. Again, I challenge you to take the steps into the light, the freedom to speak, and to begin the process of breaking the chains that bind you. Begin the process of living the life that God intended for us to live, one filled with joy, peace, love, and happiness. Perhaps you're ready, but you just don't know where to start and how to start. The first step in admitting that you are abusing substances is to admit that you're abusing substances, that you're struggling with sleeping pills, alcohol, or you're having withdrawal from illegal substances such as cocaine and marijuana. Are you medicating your pain through the use of substance abuse? Let us talk. Email me. So now let's talk about the substance abuse. What causes substance abuse? And I wish I could really get into a lot of what I have to say today, but I'm a crunch for time. So we're going to talk about the causes of substance abuse. Okay, we're going to talk about the use of substance abuse such as cigarettes and alcohol and illegal drugs. which actually may have begun in your childhood or your teenage years. There are certain risk factors that involve someone who's likely to abuse drugs, or substances, I should say, because substances could be, like we talked about, prescription drugs, over-the-counter alcohol, cold medicine, sleeping pills, factors within the family that influences a child's early development and have been shown to be related to risks, increased risks of drug abuse could be a chaotic home environment, ineffective parenting, lack of nurturing, parental attachment. It could be that kept secret that we talked about, of child abuse. You know, remember, we're building a foundation here, and so far we've talked about child abuse, and we talked about depression, and we've talked about some of the other topics that we've talked about. So we're just building a foundation here. So let's talk about the symptoms. Friends and families may be among the first to recognize the signs of substance abuse. Early recognition increases chances of successful treatment. So we definitely want to be paying attention to our loved ones, our families, our friends, our coworkers, our children. And signs to watch out for would include giving up past activities such as sports and homework or hanging out with our new friends, declining grades, aggressiveness or irritability, being forgetful, disappearing money and valuables, giving away your valuables, feeling run down and hopeless and depressed. And we did talk about suicide, and we're still building, so see how this overlaps with. So suicidal thoughts and tendencies is also part of some of those signs that we want to talk about. Sounding selfish and not caring about others, you know, things that would be abnormal outside of the normal person. Use of lots of room deodorizers and incense, paraphernalia, baggies and small boxes and pipes and rolling paper. Getting drunk or high on drugs on a regular basis and lying and particularly about how we use alcohol and other drugs and, oh, I only took two pills and I only, you know, I had a headache, you know, and instead of taking two pills for your headache, you took six, you know, or, you know, there just seems to be a routine every day at a certain time of day. Avoiding friends and family in order to get drunk or high or take your prescription drugs. Planning drinking in advance, hiding your alcohol or drinking or using other drugs alone and having to drink more to get high, whereas you may have an occasional beer or this or that. Remember, we're talking about the whole family. I'm believing that in order to have fun, you need to have a drink or frequent hangovers or taking risks. Including sexual risk. Is this you? Is this somebody that you know? We want to talk about that. We want to share that. So we want to know if these are signs and symptoms that you are paying attention to. If this is you, you need to recognize that it's you. If it's a family member, we need to recognize that it's a family member. If it's your child, you want to not turn the other cheek. You don't want to turn your back. You want to see it as for what it really is. Let's talk about treating substance abuse. Now, treating substance abuse is very difficult because in order to treat, you have to first admit you've got a problem. You have to be honest with yourself. We need to talk about having some integrity here and coming to a place where we need help and asking for help and not being afraid to ask for help. Asking for help and acknowledging that there's a problem is one of the biggest challenges. One of the biggest challenges that we have is, first of all, we've got to admit, first of all, that there is a problem with substance abuse. And then the next challenge is being open enough to ask for help. So when we talk about treating substance abuse, we got to talk about being exposed, because really that's exactly what's happening. You're beginning to make a shift, being exposed. So treating substance abuse depends on both the person and the substance that's being used, because you begin to compound other things, because the reason why you're using in the first place, you're medicating your pain. What is the pain that you're medicating? So we're now talking about a dual-diagnosed situation. Behavioral treatments provide you with strategies to cope with the cravings and the ways to avoid relapse. So we've got to talk about, first of all, coming clean, the fact that you have a problem. Then we've got to seek some help. We're going to have to pick up the phone, call a friend, call the doctor, you know, call your mom, call your dad. Let somebody know that you are having a problem. And then we're going to have to deal with that process, because whenever we're going through something, there is a process that has to take place. The process of getting treatment is going to first start with just that craving, and then we're going to have to call the doctor. We're going to have to be honest and open with the doctor. We're going to have to talk about the withdrawals and why we're craving. We're going to have to get to the onion. As we talk about peeling the onion, we've got to peel those layers away so we get to the root of the problem. But before we can do that, we've got to deal with the fact that you're medicating this pain. So we need to call a doctor. We're going to have to deal with whatever the particular drug of choice is, whether it be over-the-counter or if it's an illegal drug, if it's cocaine, if it's marijuana, if it's sleeping pills, if it's alcohol. And we're going to have to get prescription to deal with the relapse and to deal with the cravings, okay? And then it could be, even if it's simple as nicotine patches or methadone to control the withdrawal symptoms and the drug cravings. So often a drug user has underlying mental disorders as well, because one of the increased risks for substance abuse is the mental changes that also take place, because there has to be a mindset change that takes place with all of this. So such disorders can be treated medically and through counseling along with the drug abuse. And then once we take care of getting treatment, and treatment can be in what we call inpatient, and it can be outpatient. And one of the inpatient and outpatient is going to be based on how deep you are into the substance, how addicted you are, and whether there's going to be, you know, aggressive interventions that need to take place along with this. So we have some hard challenges in our lives, but we want everyone to know who is listening under the sound of my voice that you don't have to hide your pain, that it is possible to walk in freedom and in deliverance of substance abuse. I actually have a hand raised, so I'm going to pause right here and take a call.
She's still playing them same childhood games.
Hello, you are on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello.
7437. Yes, you are on the air. Hi.
Hi, Evangelist Denton. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for calling. This is
Apostle Robinson. I'm enjoying
the
broadcast, and I'm thankful for the kingdom work God is doing in your life. Continue
Amen.
To go forth in Him. Know that I love you.
Amen. 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 Today we're talking about substance abuse. You know, is there any words of wisdom that you have for the believers that are listening? I'm talking to the whole family, but I know there are a body of believers out there, and so I wanted to know if you just had a few words of encouragement for believers that may be struggling with substance abuse. And because we are believers, you know, there may be somebody that may be struggling and they just don't know how to come clean, the fact that they're having a problem with substance abuse. Do you have a few words?
Absolutely. We know that the Word of God lets us know that the truth that we face and deal with and embrace sets us free. And just because, you know, many are spirit-filled and what have you, and we all have issues, it's imperative that we, if, you know, if there's substance abuse addiction or any type of addiction, that we expose the enemy, because there's a spirit working behind the mindset. And oftentimes it can be traced to a soul tie or a generational curse or a self-inflicted curse or something someone spoke over your life. And so we as believers, it's past time that we come to the realization that when people come to us and say, I have this issue, that we not, if you will, throw stones and say, well, you know, I thought so-and-so had what he or she had. We simply need to embrace that individual with love and say, my issue is not substance abuse. It may be shopping or it may be chocolate or what have you. And simply let that person know that God loves them, and that behavior, they can be more than a conqueror. By facing that addiction and dealing with that, and then we need to have people such as yourself who are powerful prayer warriors in the Lord and that are sold out and committed to God, who will lift them up and keep them lifted up in prayer so that the freedom stays perpetual. Amen?
Yes, amen. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I'm thankful that you're bringing this these situations, various situations, to the forefront and letting the body know that these are some of the wrinkles. These are some of the spots. And we've got to get rid of those spots and wrinkles. We can't push it under the rug. And that once the enemy is exposed, he has to repay for stealing. Glory be to God. So God bless you, a woman of God, and know that you're loved, that you're being lifted up today. And we thank God. God is going to open the floodgates with people in positions of authority and some from the Hollywood arena that will come on board and give to the cause and get set free. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you for calling.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So thank you for calling. Oh, that was wonderful. And those are for believers. And we know that that we have God that we can call on in a time of need. And we have the body of Christ, you know, for my believers. And we can go to each other, you know, for help. And we as believers coming together in unity, lifting each other, let the strong and bear the infirmities of the weak. And for the family, we know that we can go and seek help, you know, and just a little part of just my testimony. I know that when I was having issues, you know, I began to take over-the-counter medication and didn't even realize what was really going on until I was really in it, and just really then having to admit that I was medicating my pain through over-the-counter medication, you know, because I was hurting. I had issues, and I needed to talk to someone about that. But against all odds, I know that I walk in victory today, and you too can walk in victory today. You can overcome all odds against you, every obstacle that comes to try to block you and keep you bound. Don't be bound any longer. I am here to help you walk in total victory. So I want you to know that you can walk in victory. If there's anybody else that would like to call in, I have some more time, and wanted to give anybody the opportunity that wanted to call in, 818-572-2919. I have a little space, a little time. If not, Thank you for listening on today. So I want you to tune in weekly so that you can begin to gain understanding of the physical and emotional challenges you are facing for yourself and for your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, your classmates, your coworkers, so you're in your church community. Together we can learn powerful and strategic weapons to combat the seemingly unsurmountable obstacles that life can bring and begin the process of healing and forgiving. Again, my email address is odds, O-D-D-S, against, A-G-A-I-N-S-T, underscore, the letter U. That's odds, underscore, against, underscore, U, at yahoo.com. Or you can Facebook me at facebook.com/. Victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, capital A, capital A, capital O. Thank you for listening. Join me next time right here on Blog Talk Radio. It'll be August the 8th, if I'm not mistaken, at 12:30. I will be opening the line for you if you'd like to have any comments or questions or concerns. So until next time, you're listening to Victory Against All Odds right here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a blessed day, and remember to walk in victory.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me. But you live.